The Sanderson Center has been long one of the city of Brantford's premier tourist attractions and a spot where locals can go to enjoy their favorite musicians, comedians, and plays. They have, like everyone else, been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, but are ready to get back into the swing of things again. So here to talk to me about everything going on this summer and the Sanderson Center present shows starting up in September is Glenn Brown, theater manager of Sanderson Center. So thanks for taking some time to talk to me this morning, Glenn.
I'm always happy to talk about the theater. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to start by asking just how affected the theater has been by the pandemic and how exciting it is to be moving back into the regular schedule that you guys have been known for.
Well, yeah, we were certainly affected. With all of the health requirements, we were closed for so many months. We finally started getting back into a little bit of a version of what we do back in October of 2021. But it's been hit and miss since then with other closures and postponements and everything. So we're looking forward to a real year of programming back to more like what we used to do.
And how was that procedure with the closures and then opening back up and everything? How was that transition?
Well, we became really good at postponing shows and getting the word out to ticket holders and dealing with agents and everything else. We had one show actually was postponed four different times that will finally be happening this September. So it'll be great to move that off. But the strange thing is that while we were postponing all the shows that we had already booked, we were still seeing new stuff. We were coming up with great things to do. So the upcoming season has a mix of shows that have been postponed from previous years and a lot of new stuff that we were able to find in the last couple of years.
And do you think the community has been clamoring for you guys to get back up and running? And can you feel any sort of buzz that comes with that?
You know, I think so. We've had a couple of shows that have been kind of those big milestones. The first time we had a kids show back in February where we had all these kids, and we knew that because we'd been closed for 2 years, they were so young, they had probably never been to a theater before. And so seeing them get that opportunity at a slightly older age, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years old before they got into the theater, those kind of things were really exciting, feeling like we were actually able to do that. And, I think for the people who have been really hungry for that live experience, they are so excited to be back. And we know there's some people who are still a little bit hesitant, And hopefully the news will get better and people will feel more comfortable coming and getting that incredible experience of sharing an entertainment event with other people.
And you touched on it a little bit there, but how important is it for the theater to be a part of the city's landscape and just be a place for performers to be able to put on these performances for live audiences?
Well, there's a few things, right? There's what we can bring to the community with some of the programming that we do, and there's also a lot of the community events that happen at the theater that bring the community up on stage, and we can have those experiences. And we're really happy to be a part of both of those pieces of the community. So, it's the reason we do this, right? There's no point in doing these shows if it's not connecting with our community in some way.
And with saying that, you guys have a really awesome lineup starting up going through July. And starting in September, the first Sanderson Center present show is happening with Brent Butt. And those shows will go right into 2023. So can you talk to me about what the Sanderson Center present shows are and what audience members can expect when coming to the venue to watch those?
Well, the word we use is multidisciplinary. We try to bring something for everybody. We try to serve the whole community. So we have a mix of a lot of music, of different genres and everything else. And we throw in some dance and some circus and everything else to try to round it out for our audiences. No matter your age, we have school programming. We have programming geared toward the bus matinee markets and everything in between. So, yeah, there's quite a bit to choose from. It's kind of hard to start. We've got comedy with Brent Butt and hip-prov, which is Colin Mockery and Asad Messi, where they actually hypnotize the audience and then do improv with them. That's I've seen it once before. It's a wonderful show. A great, great excuse to have a good time for one night.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that sounds awesome. Those are obviously big acts. So can you talk to me about the excitement that comes with booking them and what it means for the theater?
Yeah, there's a few that are all those love to haves that are really exciting to actually get them to be booked. One of them coming up is Johnny Reed. It's nearly sold out this October. The last time we booked him was right before he broke really big, and it was an amazing event, but we haven't been able to afford to bring him back since. But he's coming this fall. The other one that was a real thrill for me was Thompson Highway. We had booked him for this next week, July 13th. Unfortunately, he's had some health concerns, and he's had to cancel his summer touring. So we're postponing that one and hoping to bring him back in sometime in the future. But that was a thrill to be able to say, hey, I've got Thompson Highway coming to Brantford. But yeah, there's some of those shows are just they're great to bring in those big names, but it's also discovering and finding a way to bring in artists that may not have that huge audience, but still have a fan base in the area that we can bring them in.
Yeah, and how important is it for you guys to maybe offer a spot for local talent from around the area to be able to perform in front of these live audiences?
Yeah. Finding a way to make the building accessible and making space in the theater for the community is a huge thing. We try to remember that it's not just the people who are coming to see the sold-out shows, that popular audience. We also want to serve everybody else. So, and bringing in some emerging artists locally and everything else is always a thrill. We've got one actually coming up next spring that will feature quite a few artists from the area. It's called Treaty a Reconciliation Revelry, and that's Tim Johnson is bringing that in. He'll be bringing in a few musicians from Six Nations as well as throughout the area, and that's going to be an exciting one that's bringing the community on stage.
I did notice that there were quite a few Indigenous acts coming to the theater. There's the theatrical dance performance, The Mush Hole, created and produced by Six Nations' own Santi Smith. That debuts in October. Serena Ryder and William Prince both are coming to the theater in November, and Adrian Sutherland in March. How important is it for everybody at the Sanderson Center to be able to provide a place for these Indigenous performances to be seen?
It's a big part of what we want to be doing. I think the Indigenous community has been underserved for a lot of years, and we're trying to make sure that this is a place for everybody in the community, and that means that means bringing Indigenous artists, but also telling Indigenous stories. And two of those, Twin Flames and The Mush Hole, we actually had booked to do as both school performances and evening performances for the public. And because of all the pandemic closures, we weren't able to do the school shows this spring. So we went ahead and we did the public performances in the spring, and then we're bringing them back next year to do the school performances part of that. And I think reaching children and school-aged kids is really vital in telling those Indigenous stories.
And how did those public shows go? Was the engagement very good? Did it exceed expectations?
You know, The Mush Hole was an incredible experience. A huge component in the community came out to see that story. It's a local story, but it's also a universal story. It was developed here at Woodland and dealing with local survivors and telling their stories to create the piece. And obviously, Santi Smith is an incredible artist to work with. So that community connection was overwhelming. And Twin Flames, I think it was a smaller audience, but it was an audience that just came away blown away by them as performers and really excited about the show.
Yeah, and that will be exciting, obviously, to get the school kids to be able to experience that next year. And speaking of the young people, do you ever see young people or people just being inspired by any of the shows at Sanderson Center, and that maybe pushes them to maybe pursue becoming a performer?
Yeah, we know of a few cases where that's happened, whether it's becoming a performer or getting involved in the production side of things. We've had a lot of local students who've done co-op programs here and have gone on to work professionally in the arts as well as performers. And it's always a thrill to hear their stories when they come back or you see them out in the world performing. But yeah, there's so much talent in the area that it's great to be able to showcase them and kind of inspire them. And whether that's a kid walking through the door into the auditorium and just stopping dead in their tracks when they get to the doors and seeing how beautiful it is inside, to just that connection with the performers and having a chance to feel like it's real, it can be a part of my life. It's one of the best feelings we have here.
It definitely is a very beautiful venue. And with that being said, anyone interested in any of the upcoming performances or any of the Sanderson Center present shows, you can visit the Sanderson Center's website at sandersoncenter.ca. The first of those shows begins, like I said, September 29th with Brent Butt. And Glenn, I just want to thank you again for taking some time this morning. And I look forward to seeing what the theater has in the upcoming months.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you and your listeners come and visit us.